Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Are you ready to win? I am.
So ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am. So ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am.
So ready. So let's jump on your turn around. Get ready.
Get ready to win.
Be prepared, cause everywhere you're watching us, try to get our next move, but they can't because we've been at it for some time and the feeling's right. Nothing's gonna stop us tonight. So are you ready to win? I am.
Don't worry.
Are you ready to win?
All right, you guys, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star.
This is Quentin.
And Pastor Dab.
All right, and we are ready to win. We just welcome you guys back. We hope you guys are having a great Saturday out there. We come on the air every Saturday from 12 to 1 to help families and children with special needs to help you along your journey. We just want to encourage you and just share with you a little bit from our journey and what we do to make and live our best life. So we're excited to be here. And we are in the live in the studio today with our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen. We love Allen, you guys. It's been so much fun working with him over the past year and a half and seeing all the work that he does behind the scenes to make these shows successful. You would never believe all the buttons he has to push back there. So we're excited to be here. And like we do every single Saturday, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor. Pastor Dab, go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so good to still be here. Praise the Lord. It's just such a blessing to still be here in the land of the living. I'm just so truly honored for the opportunity. I thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning in my right mind. And I'm just so full of joy and so full of thanksgiving today. And I'm just so grateful for everything that's going on in my life. And I hope you guys are too. And I'm just thanking God for bringing us through this year of 2018. We're yet still here, and we yet still have purpose for our lives. God has a purpose for our lives because we are still here. And I just thank God for allowing us to come and to give, share, and to be able to deliver the message that God has assigned us to give to his people. And so the scripture today is going to come from Philippians 1, 9 through 11. It says, my prayer for you is that you will overflow more and more with love for others. And at the same time, keep on growing in spiritual knowledge and insight. For I want you always to see clearly the difference between right and wrong and to be inwardly clean, no one being able to criticize you from now until our Lord returns. May you always be doing those good, kind things which show that you are a child of God.
Amen.
For this will bring much praise and glory to the Lord.
Oh,
and that's what we should be doing, bringing glory and praise unto the Lord. And I just thank God for allowing us to progress this year, and thanking God for allowing us to progress and not be stagnant, you know, but giving us an opportunity to flow in our callings and flow in our giftings and to bring out the possibilities that's within all of us. You know, and that's what is so key. It's what it's all about, growing in God. You know, the process of growth and growing in God. So I pray you guys have a blessed and wonderful day. Enjoy your weekend and take it away.
Oh, that was a beautiful scripture. What was that scripture one more time?
Philippians 1, 9 through 11.
9 through 11. That was absolutely beautiful. So fitting for such a time as this holiday season, when we're giving and pouring out into the lives of others. And I know last week we talked about doing kind deeds and just giving, and this is the season of giving. And it doesn't always have to be a monetary gift. Sometimes it can be a gift of your time. Sometimes it can be the gift of a smile. No matter what you have to give, we all have something to give, you know? And so I know that we actually got to see that lived out this week, and we've been on the battlefield for our Lord this week. And so it's just been such a blessed week. And I'll talk about some of the ways that I've been able to give back here. But first, we'll talk about how yesterday I seen Pastor Dab and live and in action. We watched Pastor Dab wake up early and come back late, and all day long. I was on the phone with her, and she was taking her friend to and fro, and her friend has been dealing with cancer. And, you know, on top of all that, she had all these errands to run, and she just really needed some help to be able to get from to and fro. And I called Pastor Dab. I had to call her mommy. Mommy, where are you at? But she was on the battlefield, you guys, out there doing what the Lord required of her. And it's just such a blessing to be able to see that in action and to be able to see people doing kind deeds for one another. And I think she had a blessed day and was able to be, you know, just to be able to do for other people. I know she does for us all year with being a blessing with our family and Gabe, but to be able to see her be a blessing in out there in the community and in the lives of others. It was such a blessing to be able to witness that. So thank you so much, Mommy. She's not just talking it, but definitely walking the walk as well. I don't hear. Maybe Gabe got
that.
So anyway, and we love you too. And I know that also this week for Starfield's Music Box Entertainment Group, we're going into the schools now and working with different schools that have children with special needs and being able to do like music therapy. And it's just been such a blessing. So this week I was able to go into the schools, and I had my little elf sweater and be able to sing Christmas carols. And I got some amazing, amazing feedback from the schools and the therapists that were there, the teachers that were there. They expressed that these were some of their favorite times to be able to come and do the music, and how they were getting more sounds and more words than they had ever gotten from these children. And so I was just so, so blown away. I was just so thankful to the Lord, because some, you know, sometimes you can think, oh, this is, it maybe doesn't mean anything to, it's not a big deal. And I think a lot of times we think that sometimes what God has put in us is not, oh, it's not a big deal. I do this all the time. But guess what? To somebody else, it's a big deal. And so we have to make sure that we use our gifts that God has placed on the inside of us to bless the world. And it might not be a big deal to you, but when you use your gifts to be a blessing to others, it's a big deal, and it's a big deal to God. And so I just want to encourage you guys to continue to use what you have. You know, Quentin talked about that last week, and we're going to continue to talk about that this week, about using what we have to be a blessing to others, to be able to give, to be able to be a blessing, and using our gifts and everything that is on the inside of us.
Yep. And going back to the scripture, what I heard was a forward progression, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think about myself. I don't like to use other people as examples. I like to use myself as an example, but that's the one I'm really mostly paying attention to.
It's you. Yeah.
So as far as growth is concerned, so I think about not wanting to be the same person. You know, I think about myself 10 years ago, and I think about my mindset 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think about my mindset now, and my mindset has progressed than the mindset I had 10 years ago.
It
the
really
worst
has.
Thing that can happen is, to me, it's a tragedy if I was to have the same mindset today that I had 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That is a absolute tragedy. So we should always be progressing in our goals, progressing in our mindset. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. It's like we want new things, but you can't put the new things on the old mindset. Mm-hmm. You can't put new wine in old leather bags. So the leather bag or the wineskin is what houses the new, right? But if you have an old mindset, then you cannot house the new.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind has to catch up with the new. So be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So I like to constantly try to learn something to make sure that I'm renewing my mind, that I'm not the same person that I was yesterday, because there's growth to be done. And I want to grow. It says when I was a child, I thought I was a child. But when I became older, I put childish things away. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with breaking out a video game every now and then, or putting on our little...
Your jersey? I used to wear those forever.
I stopped wearing those. I don't wear jerseys anymore. But, I mean, it's nothing wrong with if you want to wear a jersey, but I'm talking about the state of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you always want to be growing in your mind. But I don't even want to have the same goal every year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have the same goal every year. If I had the same exact goal, New Year's resolution, every single year, then that means I haven't resolved anything.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't resolved anything. That's faith. So faith causes you to resolve something. And when you resolve something, that means it's a done deal. This means you complete it and you move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I haven't resolved it, then that means I'm going to return to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Over
and over
and over
and over
again. And that's not what forward progression is.
No, that's called
forward progression is you achieve a goal. Mm-hmm. You show yourself that, hey, I have the ability to achieve goals. And once you show yourself that you have the ability to achieve goals, you're like, you know what? I like this goal achieving thing. I want to achieve another goal.
Mm-hmm.
And another goal and another goal and a bigger goal and a bigger goal versus the same goal.
That's exactly true. When I met Quentin, I know we talk about this all the time. He's like, you laughed at me. I did, because I met him and he was like, let's go to the bookstore. I'm like, go to the bookstore? Are you serious? Like, all these clothing stores here and you want to go to the bookstore?
I said, let's get some self-help books.
Self-help. Who needs self-help? And now I'm like, oh my gosh, he was ahead of his time. And so he just has been growing and growing and growing. And I truly believe that that's what we all need to do, especially as we get ready for, can you guys believe we have, is today the 14th or the 15th?
Today's the 15th.
we have, what, 16 days left before this year is over. So I sure hope and pray that we're in, you know, definitely thinking differently and renewing our mind every single day as we get ready to go into the new year. You know, it's just unbelievable how time just flies, you know. So I'm excited about setting some new goals, and I'm excited about reaching those goals. And like Quentin said, resolving, having some resolutions that are completed. You know, we don't want to have the same thing over and over and over again. Like, example, me right here, I need to lose weight. I mean, they say weight loss and saving money or getting out of debt are like the biggest two top New Year's goals every year. You know what I mean? So we don't want to continue to have those. Let's go ahead and make some great strides and some great progress towards those things, because we can do it. Those things are not out of our reach. They're possible. You know what I mean? We are in control of what we eat, right? Doggone it. Yes. Alan's like, no, we're in control of what we put in our mouth, and we're in control of if, you know, if we're wasting money or spending money on things that we don't really need all the time, you know, buying cups of coffee every day, all that stuff, it adds up. When you really think about it, you can really save some money and be able to complete and have some resolutions that come true, some dreams that come true.
It says, do not conform to the ways of the world, right? Pronounce world for me, because I'm not really good at it.
You are good at that world.
Yeah. So do not conform to the ways of the
world,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
So lots of times we're waiting on the world to change.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on the world to change.
Yeah.
That's how we're waiting on the world to change. Oh, we're waiting on our situations and circumstances to change, but the world and our situations and circumstances are waiting on us to change our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. So you hit the reset button on the mind. That's how things change.
That's true.
That's how the situation and circumstances will change after
your mind changes.
We change our mind.
That's right.
Not necessarily, but we wait on the situation and circumstances to change. Waiting on the situation and circumstances. Waiting on the situation and circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And that can stay the same, but when we get a fresh perspective, we put a fresh perspective on it, that's when
everything changes.
The situations and circumstances mm-hmm. align to the mind renewal.
That's so true. You know,
process.
I think about that too, Quentin, because I remember when they diagnosed Gabriel with autism, and me and Quentin were at that appointment, and then Quentin was in his military uniform. He had to go back to work, and I had Gabriel in the car. I looked in that back seat, that little boy. Eee! That's what he does. He didn't know what they had just said to me. I'm sitting in the front seat crying. Ah! Oh, gosh. Like, what does this mean? Oh! You know, it just was, you know. And I just devastated by that, because I had, you know, you got to think about it now. We had already lost one child, Gabriel's twin. And then we were here, and then now they're telling us we had been fighting for this one in the NICU 97 days. Now we're at the specialist, and he tells you your kid has autism. And I say, well, is he going to get any better? Oh, probably not. Okay. So I get in that car, and I cried and cried. And then I still looked back at Gabriel. He was just, he was happy, just happy. And I remember I had to, that moment, I had to tap into everything I ever knew about God. I said, whose report are you going to believe, Star? You're going to believe the report of the Lord. And what's God's report say? He's healed, set free, delivered. And you know what? I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for Gabriel to talk, guys. I'm still waiting and waiting and waiting, waiting, but I have not given up on it. And that became, at sometimes it became like a tormenting spirit. And if anybody out there, because it's like you want so bad for everything to change, but it didn't change. I was praying, Lord, fix Gabriel. Fix it, Lord. Fix him, fix him, fix him. And then one day, it was like I woke up and I felt so good, because I stopped praying for God to fix Gabriel. I said, Lord, fix me. Fix me, God. Fix my mind. Fix my heart. Let me know that whatever it is that I need to learn in this season, whatever I need to do, however it is that you're going to use me in this capacity, God, it's like I just became a willing vessel. And that is really when the Lord, I just felt so much peace and I felt so much joy. And I knew right then that God was going to do some great things through this. But as my mindset had to change. And when your mindset changes, it's as everything changed. So people are like, oh, you look like you don't have any problems in the world. They say this to me. I'm like, oh my gosh. They really don't know. I wish I had your life. I'm like, are you serious? You know, I laugh at that. They just say, you have the perfect life, they say. And I'm like, wow, God is so good that he can take all of that.
You're looking through the Facebook goggles.
Look, yeah, the Facebook goggles.
the perfect life.
Yeah, the perfect life. You know, they can take, God can take all of that, you guys, and he can still turn your life around, and he can make it as if everything was just perfect. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nothing changed, but everything changed. And I always say that whenever I get to go out and talk to families and go into churches, I say nothing changed. But everything changed because instead of my prayer being, Lord, fix Gabriel, fix me. And sometimes we have to pray that prayer. Fix me, Lord, fix my heart. Make it so that I'm not, you know, I kept acting like something. There's nothing wrong with Gabriel. It's something wrong with the way I was thinking. You see what I'm saying? So I had to change and renew my mind and how I was thinking. And I tell you what a blessing it has been. The journey has been so beautiful. It's been so rich. It's been so full. And it's been amazing. It's been highs and lows. And, you know, I've cried a lot of tears, but it's been such an amazing journey. And every day I can see when I look at that little boy, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can see just why the Lord has us right here for such a time as this. So it's amazing.
I think about the serenity prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if that's even rooted in scripture, but they can add that in there. In the next chapter of the Bible. But that is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
That is a powerful, God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
Change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Mm-hmm. The serenity is like what is the peace. Mm-hmm. Because it's like your mind will go berserk worrying about things that you cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't change it, then you say accept it as is. If you cannot change it, you should accept it as is. But then there's some things that you should not accept as is because you have all. You ever seen somebody complaining about something they had everything at their disposal to change? It's like it was something so, it may, in their mind, it seemed like a serious roadblock, but you looking on the outside, looking into their situation, it's like, you have all the power to change that. You can change that. You can change that right now if you want to. That's something that can change. So the courage to change the thing that you can change. And it takes courage sometimes. Mm-hmm. to look at yourself and be honest with yourself and tell yourself the truth about the things that you can change. And then you need to know the wisdom to know the difference between the things that you can't change and the things that you can change. And it's like, I'll use an example. Like sometimes I might lose $20 and I'll be like, I'll look around for it briefly, and then I just keep moving. And it's not like, where's the $20? Where's the $20?
I'm
like,
I sure am.
Look,
where'd you do with that money?
You know, I'll find it when I find it. You know, but I'm not gonna drive myself crazy trying to find the $20. And then it's like it might show up. I might find that $20 like 6 months later.
Yeah, down in the seat. But the wisdom to know the difference. Okay, so here is the way I look at it. Wear some pants that have deeper pockets that make you not lose money. You know what I'm saying? But he's not going to trip out about it. Me, myself. I think that's so good because we can apply that to like when we go to Gabriel's doctor's appointments and stuff like that. How he's all calm. And I'm like, ah! You know what I'm saying? He's all calm. And, you know, like Gabriel's getting his retinas reattached. I'm like, oh my God. Gabriel's getting his retinas reattached. And Quentin says, Gabriel's getting his retinas reattached. I'm here with my son. He's getting his retinas reattached. Please pray. And we're like, Gabriel's getting his retinas reattached. You know, we're just freaking. So it's so good that he has that balance, because he really does. He balances. I think he definitely balances me and mommy out for sure, because we are like totally on one end. Gabriel's ringing his head. No. And Quentin's like, Gabriel's really calm with me. I don't know. And then my cousin says to us when we were on a cruise one time, where is Quentin at? Because he said Gabriel has got around too much estrogen. That's what he said to me and mommy.
It reminds me of the time when we was in the RV. It was in like the Azores Mountains. And we was going around the curves and everybody's freaking out. And I had to be calm because like I don't see any benefit to it. That's all. If I think it's going to help the situation, I would do it. But if I don't believe it's going to help the situation, if I freak out and I don't think it's going to help the situation, sometimes it's like, okay, I need to stay cool, calm, and collective because I'm looking for the right move, and I can find it better if I'm cool, calm, and collective.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that he stayed calm when we were going around those mountains, because let me tell you, we got there by accident, the mountains, and we were in an RV. This is the first time we ever drove the RV through the mountains. We were not trying to get in the mountains. We were trying to avoid the mountains.
We went to the worst mountains.
The worst mountains.
The steepest, most serious curve. And it was raining, and it was dark.
It was raining. It was dark. And we didn't know where we were going. And here we are up in the mountains. So praise the Lord. You know, God always, it couldn't have been me or mommy driving the RV. That's all I could say.
But I will say, when we stopped, I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I feel like I wanted to smoke one that day because they were in my ears.
We were like,
I think I hit something after.
He hit something after at the gas station. He was just like, let me get out of here with you screaming women. But we make it through, you guys. We have a lot of fun. But when we come back, you guys, right after this break, we're going to talk to you guys about setting some goals for the new year. And telling you some things that we've done with Gabriel over this last year that is having him on the track to success. So we can't wait to share with you. We'll be right back.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has tapped his budget director to serve as acting White House chief of staff. The president made the announcement on social media, tweeting that Mick Mulvaney will be succeeding outgoing General John Kelly. The president tweeted that, quote, Mick has done an outstanding job while in the administration. Meanwhile, the president says Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving the administration at the end of the year. Zinke has been beset by a number of problems, including investigations into his travel, political activity, and potential conflicts of interest. The White House reacting positively to a federal judge's ruling that Obamacare is unconstitutional. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Obamacare has been struck down by a highly respected judge, and that the judge's decision vindicates President Trump's position that Obamacare is unconstitutional. She notes that the health care law will remain in place pending the appeal process. On Twitter, the president calls it great news for America and says Congress must pass a strong law that provides great health care and protects pre-existing conditions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government has decided to formally recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but not yet.
We've decided to start the work, though, now to identify a suitable site for an Australian embassy in West Jerusalem. Out of respect for the clearly communicated preference of the Israeli government for countries to not establish consulates or honorary consular offices in West Jerusalem, the Australian government will establish a trade and defence office in West Jerusalem.
And that's why Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will not be moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem until there's a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians, and it will recognize East Jerusalem at that time as Palestine's capital city. More from townhall.com.
For your Saturday afternoon, you're seeing more sunshine, becoming mostly sunny with a high 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, should be a pleasant evening with a low 53. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 66. On Sunday night, again, partly cloudy, low 43. We'll start the work week Monday, sunny with a high 66, and a carbon copy Tuesday, sunny, high 67.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Quentin.
And Pastor Dab and Gabriel.
Pastor Dab and Gabriel. Hey, KB baby. All right, you guys, we are so excited to be here. We come on every single Saturday from 12 to 1. And we're bringing you information that has helped us along our journey with having a child with special needs. And you guys, as we go into the new year, we're going to be having all different speakers on. We'll have people on that are going to be talking about health and fitness, because I know that's really important. We're going to have different people on. Anything that somebody's doing positive in the community to make it better, I would love for them to come on and be able to share their story, because I just truly believe that we're so blessed by the stories, by renewing our mind, by the word of our testimony. It helps people to know that they can be overcomers and that they can make it. And a lot of these people that have businesses, that have books and stuff like that, they have such a powerful story. So if you're out there and you're listening to the sound of my voice and you have a story that you would like to share, please email us. You can email our giveaway office at info@giveawayfoundation.org. info@giveawayfoundation.org. We would love for you to be able to come on, share your story, and be able to bless the masses, because that's really what it's all about. And also, if you guys are having any events, that would be a blessing for the community, for families that have children with special needs. Please email our office and let us know so that we can talk about those events. I know we try really hard to know what's going on in the community and to bring resources to the community so that we can, let people know where they can go at, what they can participate in, because that's really what it's all about, is if you can know about the resources that are available, it can help make our journey easier. So definitely something that I strive to do, and we want to be able to open our platform up and to be able to use it to bless the community. But Northeast Florida, I mean, this is an awesome community that we live in, and we just need to know what's going on. So definitely want to do that. And so this week, I told you guys I did some music therapy, and me and Quentin were talking, and we've been working with Gabriel's therapist really good this week. And we were talking, and Quentin this week got to see Gabriel in live in action with his speech therapist and his ABA therapist, which is really awesome for us, because most of the time he's working. And so he said one of the scriptures that he was talking about was, don't despise small beginnings. So I know that that was really near and dear to his heart, because he can see how much progress that Gabe has made.
Yep. You shouldn't despise small beginnings, because things may start off a certain way. And it's like, I watched Gabriel, I think about the doctor or the expert or the resident expert, you know, and what he told us. And I think about the way he said it. He's like, he's not going to talk. He's not going to do this. He's not going to walk. He's not going to do that. And I guess he does it a lot in his profession, because he said it so nonchalantly.
Not yeah, exactly.
There was no compassion. There was no nothing. He was just like, yeah, he's not going to do all these things. Deal with it. And what we're seeing is he's doing all those things in his own time.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing all those things. He's doing it in his own time. And it reminds me of, don't despise small beginnings. A seed starts off as, you know how small a seed is?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very small, and it goes down into the ground, and it really seems like nothing has happened. If you want to drive yourself crazy, plant a seed and stare at it.
Mm-hmm.
You would drive yourself crazy, because you're like, nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I've been staring at this thing for a year, nothing's happening. But here's the thing. We can only control our planting and our cultivating. What we cannot control is harvest time.
Mm-hmm.
We have no control over harvest time. It shall produce. He shall produce in due season.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put due season out of our hands, because our due season is right now,
mm-hmm.
especially in the microwave society, due season is always
right now.
If not right now, then yesterday, because we're always in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
God's timing is perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
So God says, in due season shall he come forth. So if we put due season where it belongs in God's hands, stop trying to take it out of his hands, then it's going to give us that serenity that we need to allow due season to take place. Because let patience have a perfect work. So, you know, God uses people like Gabriel to teach us lessons. You know, God, you know, Gabriel was different. Gabriel's not in a hurry, you know.
He's never in a hurry.
We say special, though. You know, we say special, and there's nothing wrong with being special. Mm-mm. When did not being like everyone else become a bad thing? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we meet somebody who's not like everybody else, they teach us something. Mm-hmm. Atypical, you know, not typical. That we learn from atypical people. And there's always something that they teach us about ourselves as human beings. So I don't despise small beginnings, because something can start off as a little tiny seed and it can be a great oak wood forest. Mm-hmm. A seed can turn into a forest. And we have to always remember that. A seed can turn into an entire forest, and those seeds produce out there their own kind. So it's like we have to let patience have a perfect work.
Right. And it's so, so true. So don't despise small beginnings. If you guys looking at your children, like Quentin said, they will grow and do everything in their own time. And that's when you can't play that comparison game. You know, I used to get so sad when I went to birthday parties, because that's when I would see it the most. You know, when you're just with your child, then you don't really see it as bad. But when you go to like if you have a child that has maybe special needs, and then you go to a 9-year-old birthday party or a 10-year-old birthday party, and because they get invited to these birthday parties, then it's sometimes you can really see the big difference or whatever, but you still can't compare. And just because one person is doing this now, that doesn't mean that your kid won't be able to do it as well. So don't despise small beginnings. And, you know, I love we have on our church Ready to Win, our CD is Win, because it took Gabriel 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container. And I say this every time I sing the song, because that's why that song is so important to me. It's because no matter what, we are committed to helping him to be able to win, to be able to know that he can live his best life, and always looking for things that we can do with him so that he can have different experiences. So our first tip is don't despise small beginnings. And the second one I would say is don't give up, because it gets very discouraging. You can get there. I mean, you can really have a pity party and you can stay in there for a week. You can stay in there for a month. I mean, you can just get in this funk and you just don't feel like being bothered. And that's a dangerous, dangerous place. They say you're stay out of your own mind, because it's a dangerous neighborhood, and it is so true. So you don't want to get into those funks. You want to stay in a posture of praise and a posture of thanksgiving. I mean, sometimes I'll just turn on the music at home. We did it last night. Last night we had praise and worship. We had communion, okay? We had everything. Like, we had church last night. You know, and we have to do that sometimes, because you have to just create the atmosphere and that you want to be in, and make sure that you're not in your own way and in your own head being negative. So don't give up, because everything that the doctor said that Gabriel would not do, he's beginning to do them in his own time. So I think that's the key. And the second thing is find different therapies that work. And our kids they're always learning. The thing is, we don't know what they're learning. If you have a child that's nonverbal, Gabriel is nonverbal. So if you have a child that's nonverbal, we don't really necessarily know what they're picking up. They, you know, we know that they're taking it all. They're just taking it all in. Mommy always says Gabriel's just like a big voice recorder. And he's a big tape recorder, she says.
I like that, because that lets me know. It's like sometimes we think because someone can't talk, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean they can't hear. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is if you have a child with special needs and the child can't do certain things, you'll talk about the child as if the child isn't there. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this in a lot with people with special needs. They can hear just fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they ain't talking. Don't mean they can't understand what's mm-hmm. being said.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be very, very careful how we're speaking about the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we say about that individual is very, very, very important. It's very, very important. We should, our language should be, oh, Gabriel, I don't underestimate Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Gabriel is going to do it. He can do great things. And a lot of people can testify that they have confidence they have because someone spoke great things over them.
Mm-hmm.
So just because someone is not the same as, it's not typical. Just because someone is not typical doesn't mean that they weren't meant to do great things. Actually, it actually increases their opportunity to do great things because God works better through those who don't have the barrier of independence.
Mm-hmm.
If sometimes God has people to where they have to depend solely on him. And then when something happens, you know, it was nobody but God. No one can take credit for it but God. And God has people like that for a reason, to show us that it was nobody but him.
That's right. That's so true. So these kids, they are listening to everything. So be careful with how you use your words, because words mean things. There's life and death in the what? The power of the tongue. So we got to be careful with what we speak. And with that being said, I want to talk about the different therapies that have worked for Gabe. Over this year, we have done our speech therapy, and that's been working. Sometimes it works better than others, but for the most part, the consistency is the key. So we've done our speech therapy, but I really think the most, the therapy that has been the most beneficial in this last year, I've got to say, has been our ABA therapy, because the ABA therapy company that we have right now, they come out into the home, they come into the school, we go into their center, they come into the beach, they come into the pool, they go everywhere we go. They come to the RV, they come everywhere we go. They meet us in the community. They have been right there with us every step of the way this year. And I've got to tell you guys, Gabriel has made so much progress in the past, I'm going to say 2 months. Something has unlocked in his brain now. He's utilizing the pictures and communicating with the pictures like he's never done before. So we are so thankful to the Lord. Like, this is just a blessing, because now we know that he is expressing to us what he really wants, which is a blessing. Because I remember one therapist told me, Star, the worst thing in the world wouldn't be for Gabriel not to talk. The worst thing would be for him not to be able to communicate. At first, it took me a long time to understand that. And then I finally sunk in. The worst thing in the world is not to be able to not to talk. Which I was thinking, I just want him to talk, you know? So the worst thing would be for him not to be able to communicate his wants, his needs, his hurts, his pains. You know what I mean?
I can talk. That doesn't mean I'm always effectively communicating.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, you guys, those different therapies have been a blessing, and they all work together. So I believe the ABA has been really a blessing, because they are constantly trying to figure out how to reach him. They're changing their methods. And this particular company is not so focused on the strategy and the structure of ABA. They're focused on effective ABA. That means if Gabriel likes water, how can we make the water work for Gabriel? If Gabriel likes this, not just all about the cookie cutter. And I think this is why it's working this in this season. And also, praise the Lord, with his vision, he can see better. So that the speech therapist believes that because he can see better, everything is coming together better for him visually, because everything he can see better. And so anyway, we're just thankful. This time last year, we were, you know, going through retinal detachment surgeries, having 2 surgeries back to back. And this year, Praise the Lord. I can tell you, as we look back over our life, as we look back over our year, we can see how God's hand has been there and blessed us and blessed Gabriel to be able to talk and to be able to not talk yet, but he's to communicate. And I'm so thankful. And I know the words are coming next. Now we're working on vocalizations.
I remember Star said, I don't want nobody else to come and teach him how to put a shape inside of a box.
I
want them to meet him where he is, and teach him how to put his pants on.
That's what I
how
said.
How to go and use the bathroom and do functional stuff.
That's what I said. I don't want to do another puzzle. And you guys have, I have those moments, y'all. I have to get, because I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of going through the motions. I want due season. You know what I mean?
Teach us some life skills.
But we've been focusing on life skills, and his life, his quality of life is improving. And so is ours, because as his quality of life improves, it improves our quality of life. And it just makes it easier for all of us as a family. When we get ready to go out to a restaurant, when you have a young man now that he can, you know, when they can go to the bathroom on their own and you're not always diaper changing and all that stuff.
Gabriel has, in height, he's pretty much caught up with his mom and his grandmother.
He's taller than me.
He's coming for me.
He's coming for you.
I think he's going to be taller than me.
Yeah, he's coming for you. So this is just our journey, you guys. Our journey of having a child with special needs, and we're enjoying it. We love it. We thank God for Gabe, and we're trying to use our life, our journey, to be a blessing and share our journey with others. So if you would like to share your journey, we're always looking for families that have a story. If you have a child that has special needs, if you're doing something amazing to help other people in our community, you know, we would love for you to come on. And you can call in at 904-401-1413 if you want to call in and say anything about what you're doing. Or you can always email us if you would like to come into the station at info@giveawayfoundation.org. You can come into the station and we would be able to interview, and you can tell your story so that we can encourage the people out there that are listening, all of our listeners, all of our happy listeners. We love you guys. We're going to go ahead and play this song. I have a new band and they are learning all of my original material. And this is one of my favorite songs on my new CD, Win. It's called I Can't Save the World, But I'll Try. And I truly believe that's what we do every single day. We try to make it better for others. And that's really what it's all about. So I want you guys to sit back and listen to this song, I Can't Save the World, But I'll Try.
And
All right, guys. That's I Can't Save the World, But I'll Try. And I love that song. It was so much fun recording that and just really, really wanting to do our best and be our best to make a difference in this world. And I just thank God for him depositing music in me, because that's been my outlet. That's been the way that I've been able to express myself. And I never thought I would even write a song or, or, you know, be doing anything other than just singing in the choir at church, because that's always what I've done. But it's amazing to see how God will take. He's taken our life with Gabriel, and he's used this beautiful journey to create all this music in the inside of me. And now we're able to share it with the world. So I'm just thankful to the Lord for that. So we're talking with you today on giving you tips and what we've done over this year to make sure that Gabriel has had a year of success. And basically, I'm just going to give you a quick recap. We've said, don't despise small beginnings. Don't give up on your children. Be careful what you say to them, you guys, because they're recorders. Find the different therapies that work. And the last thing I want to say to you guys that we've done is every single night we totally have a time that's just, Gabriel knows it too. He'll even drag me up the steps, but we have devotions every night. And I know that I was doing my daily devotions, and I said, I got to figure out a way to get this over Gabe, because it's so power in prayer and covering our children. And so I started praying with him, and, you know, I don't know all that he's getting in or everything that he's taking in. But we sit there every night and we have our devotions, and I take his finger and I touch it, say, Jesus. And I say, you feel that, Jesus? And then we do the Jesus is calling devotion. And then I say calling, and I make him point. So we're pointing to Jesus, and we read it every single day. And I don't know what he's getting, but we pray and we pray. And even though he can't say amen, I say, touch mommy, let's touch and agree. Amen. Touch mommy, high five, and touch mommy, and let's touch and agree. And that's what we do every single night. And he does it, even if he's in a deep sleep and I'm praying over him, I'll still reach his hand underneath from underneath that cover. High five, mommy, touch and agree. And that hand comes from underneath that cover to touch and agree, you guys. And it's just something powerful about that. It's every single night. He looks forward to it. We run up the steps into his room, put his night clothes on, and most nights we sit right there. He has a little love seat in his room, and we sit there on that love seat, and we open up the book, and I get him to turn the page and point and just participating. And that has become a nightly routine. If I don't have a lot of routines, I'm not really routine about a lot of stuff. Most people know that know me, but that has become edged. And I take it with us when we travel, because I want him to know that we read about Jesus every day, and he loves it. I believe he loves it. He smiles, and that's just our time. Sometimes we do it for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and we might have our own devotion and sing and praise the Lord. But every single night we're depositing that word of God into Gabe, and it's just a blessing. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to do that with your children. Don't despise small beginnings. And just because he's nonverbal and he can't talk, he is listening. And I believe that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so I love that. And we have to have enough faith for our children until they can have it for themselves. So you've been listening to Ready to Win. We come on every Saturday from 12 to 1. We're helping families and children with special needs. If you would like to join in and be a part of this awesome movement and help us to continue to do what we do out here in the community, you can do so by going to www.giveawayfoundation.org. There's a big donate button on there. And we just thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. And we'll be back next week for Ready to Win. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening.
listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.